And Jerry said, if you want, we can empty our sewer tanks. That will make us lighter. And the man said, no problem, I'll push the button manually. We're just saying that you get so you haul so much stuff around with you that it does sort of weigh you down more and more all the time. So we're wanting you to get the sense that truly there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have. And we would like you to get a glimpse of your vibrational escrow as we have seen it and realize that it is an expanding and evolving, magnificent picture of life. And that your vibrational escrow is being managed by law of attraction, and that others that you are seeking in all manner, in other words, those that you want to love, those that you want to interact with, those that you want to have commerce with, those that you want to intellectualize with, those that you want to have meaningful discussions with, those that you want to live life with, all of those people and experiences, all of those places and things have already rendezvoused in your vibrational escrow on your behalf. And the only thing that you have to do to begin moving swiftly in the direction of them for the fulfilling satisfaction of all of that is just lighten up. It's just let go of the oars. It's just reach for trust instead of doubt. It's just reach for hope instead of doubt. It's just try a little to find a thought that feels a little better. Now, of course, you can't all of a sudden feel different than you do. And life has trained you pretty much to feel the way you do. And you learn to feel the way you do, many of you, before you were even born into the physical world, because you began to pick up by osmosis the way that your mother felt. In other words, and then you felt the way your family felt, and then you felt the way your teachers felt, and then you feel the way the world feels, and then you feel the way the television makes you feel. In other words, there are all kinds of things happening around you that as you observe, you have these feeling responses to. But if you can just begin to contemplate and really work on this one awareness, it will serve you so well that the way you feel in every single moment, no matter what's happening and no matter what you're observing, the way you feel is about the mixture of vibrations between the way you're feeling because of what you're thinking right now and the way your inner being feels. In other words, the whole of you has come to this place of invincibility. The whole of you, who you really are, knows that there is nothing that is off limits for you. The confidence level, the love level, the appreciation level is off the charts in terms of human understanding. That's who you are. And everything that you live day by day, everything you eat, everything you see, everything you think, everything that you do is measured vibrationally, internally within you against this standard. And friends, it's a high standard, and it's a fast-moving stream. So if you choose to find something to complain about, even though you're justified in it, and you focus on it for a little while, and you activate the vibration of that complaint within you, now who you really are, who's calling you in powerful force, is still calling you because your source energy will never join you in your complaint. So since your source energy is not joining you in your complaint, and that stream is continuing to move in this powerful way, you in your complaint are tugging against that energy stream. And if you keep it up, it won't just feel bad, it will be bad for you. In other words, if you've got a little negative emotion going on, it's such a wonderful thing because it's saying, hey, You're thinking in a way that's so different from who you really are, and it's fine, you have the free will to do it, and certainly the synthesizing of data is what you're here to do in this physical form, but if you make a habit of finding something and fixating on it and complaining about it, you're going to use that as your excuse to keep yourself moving cross-current from this powerful current, and the stream is going to beat you up. People say, yeah, I know, that's what evil is, that's what badness is. And we say, there's no evil stream, there's no bad stream, there's just a stream of well-being that if you let yourself go with it, you feel really well, and if you don't let yourself go with it, you feel not so well. You never walk into a room and look for the dark switch. You don't expect to push a button that makes darkness cover up the light. You know that you can resist the light. And it's the same way with well-being. Well-being and this powerful stream is flowing so abundantly. And when you go, you feel wonderful. And when you don't, you don't. And everything that you feel is some degree of that. You've heard us talking about Jerry and Esther in the whitewater rafting trip in Colorado.